Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woo-hoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to an episode. Right.
Yeah, what are we doing? This bit up in the air, this.
Yeah, we're going to have to change shit up because with just time-wise, we haven't got time. So obviously we've got the Absolute Poppy Cop show and we've got this, Bizarre Tales. So what we're thinking of doing, if it's all right with you guys, is amalgamating, is that the word?
Amalgamating. And in fairness, it's kind of tough shit whether it's all right with you guys.
Well, yeah, because we've got to do it.
Because we're doing it.
We've got to do it. We've got no choice, so it is what it is. So what we're thinking is we're going to do follow the sort of format for the Absolute Poppycock, for those of you that are bothered to go and listen to that. So we'll still do a weird story, but we'll throw in a funny story. So that's kind of be the premise of the show: a weird story, a funny story each week, and then we want you guys to get involved with things as well. So we'll look at that towards the end of this episode today. Mm-hmm. So this is just going to be a little quick taster of what
you can expect going forwards.
Every show could be completely fucking different. So what will be changing then? So the name will be changing to Absolute Poppycock, from Bizarre Tales to Absolute Poppycock. So you shouldn't have to do anything if you're on this feed already.
If you subscribed, it won't change.
No, it won't change. It'll just, the name will change, but it's the same show. But we'll just be bringing those other shows that we've already done into this thingy. So after this show, you'll get the previous shows that we'd already done on Absolute Poppycock.
They're not for the woke, by the way. I think if we only say that once. If you are a bit woke and you are a bit offended easily, then yeah.
I don't think our audience will suffer from...
No, I don't. I mean, from what I've seen, our audience is pretty open-minded. Mm. So.
And those shows that we've already done on there are probably, what, 2 year old now? 18
Yeah, about,
old,
yeah.
So obviously, some of it might not have aged very well. I ain't re-listened to them, so I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, I have. You get to, well, some of it on webpage, because I know we talked about Boris and things like that.
Yeah.
And he's obviously dead now. So
well, pretty much, yeah.
So, yeah. So, right, so we'll start today. We'll give you a sort of, you know, idea of what we're going for, and then you guys can take it away. And if again, we'll talk about more what you can do at the end to help us.
Yeah, feedback's a necessity, really, with this. You know, we need to... I think the other thing is we feel that when either of us have played episodes of Bizarre Tales to people and things like that, the feedback's very minimal. But when we're doing, you know, you obviously playing the absolute poppycock to the plethora of women that walk through this door, find it hilarious. So I think it's just more of a case of appealing to more than just the one audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get everyone involved, so...
Yeah, and it brings in both worlds. It brings in the, you know, the weird shit that we cover anyway, plus the fucking, hopefully, a bit of comedy as well, so...
Are we still doing the Bigfoot Tales as well?
Yeah, that's separate, though. Yes. I mean, that's obviously if someone comes on with a story, which I've got two people to record. It's just getting
just
the time.
Just finding the time. Yeah, so we are still going to be doing the specific Bigfoot, Dogman stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's more stories-based, though. Yeah. You know, that's more interview-based, and that's as and when, really.
It's when you lot decide to contact us.
Yeah, there is... I mean, we do need to do an update, a general update for what's going on in the UK on that, so we'll have to get around to doing that. But, yeah, but other than that, it's when people are thinking. So, yeah, that's the preamble out of the way. So let's start with a thrilling death. Okay, yes. So I've got two bell ends to show you.
Right.
Right. So this first guy, I'll just give you the preamble to this for those who don't know. So we're going to be looking at here. I think I've wrote it down. I hope I've wrote it down.
Is it this guy here?
It's this guy, yeah.
Franz Reichelt.
Yeah. So Reichelt was...
Daredevil? By the looks of it.
No, he wasn't a daredevil. What he was an Austrian-born French inventor, right, who made a living as a tailor. But it was the time where there was a lot of... this is 1912 when he jumps off the Eiffel Tower. But there was at the time, there was like a lot of aviation problems. Mm. A lot of... Because the aircraft fixed wings and all that sort of stuff in them days, they crashed. And he died.
Yeah,
so
they weren't great.
He was looking for a way, because he was a tailor, and I say he actually made a living from making really sort of like designer dresses and things like that. So he was well to do. He wasn't like a, you know, he was decent at what he did. But what his plan was, and you can see from this image on the screen now.
Yeah.
And I'll actually put this video in the show notes so people can go and watch it. Like I say, but if you're squeamish, then don't watch it. But you know, you shouldn't be here probably. But anyway, you can see from this, so what he was trying to do is to build an all-encompassing parachute that fitted inside a suit. Okay, so the idea was that a pilot would put this on and the parachute would actually be woven into the suit.
Right, okay. Yeah, right. I can see the sense.
So rather than having to have a cumbersome parachute like they do now, which and those things like that
do go wrong.
Apart from those, you know, I don't get it anyway, because like, you know, there was an inventor, and I'm sure he's Ukrainian, and he actually built a parachute for a Boeing 747. He's actually come up with this premise of a parachute, so the main fuselage is it that detaches, the tail drops off, the wings drop off, and then the parachutes to earth. So why aren't we doing that? Because parachutes can't be that expensive, and if it's going to save 200, 300 lives, whatever, then planes can't.
It would have been amusing, well, not amusing, but it would have been funny on 9-11. Yeah, I suppose it would be funny on 9-11. You imagine those terrorists walking into the cockpit and the pilot just going,
yeah,
like
detaching
that,
the thing.
See you later, then, we're just going to float down to Earth.
And then they couldn't have crashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone would have been saved. Well, apart from the people that got stabbed by
a box car.
Yeah. So anyway, so... So he'd performed tests previously, and to some extent he said they were successful. Other people said the once so successful with dummies, and he these tests were not so much this. There was more like wings, more like a hang glider.
Right. Okay.
All right. Like made from silk, and apparently that worked, but. He was saying, look, because he was doing a lot of his experiments from the fifth floor of his apartment block, and he was saying it's not high enough to get the full like deployment of the parachute, if you like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He was saying that I got to go higher, so he petitioned the I think it was the police in them days, they can call them the precinct or prefect police or whatever they're called in Paris, to jump from the Eiffel Tower. Well, not jump, but to throw one of these dummies off with one of these suits on. And obviously this was going to be to the benefit of, you know, people, pilots and all that. So it was a worthy cause. So they granted him permission to do this test on this dummy. All right, I'll start playing the video now. Yes. So, you know, it's quite sad sounding, isn't it?
It just looks like a normal parachute.
That does, yeah. I mean, this was like the prototype. So essentially, what he was going for is like this was proof of concept, and then he was gonna, you know, redo it until he could really get it skin tight.
Yeah.
The idea being like, you know, like a base jumper today.
Yeah, I see.
One of those sort of like wetsuits almost with the wings. That's kind of what he's going for, but not like just, you know, to glide down like a fucking one of those bats. It was like more of like a parachute. Type thingy. So for those who can't see this, and again, watch along if you're at home. The video will be in the description. So essentially, he stood on the. This is one of the lower levels. It's 187 feet off the ground.
Still pretty high.
It's very high.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, he decided to do the test himself rather than do it with a dummy, because he really wanted to show that there was no trickery involved, and this was. The two fellows that are with him are basically saying, you know, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, he stood on a fucking stool there, like, right on the edge of the balcony.
I mean, he looks like he's shitting himself.
I mean, you've got to have some bollocks to even try it, haven't you? But, yeah, so the parachute didn't deploy.
Oh, shit!
And, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he left a hole in the ground, but I don't know if that's where they buried him afterwards.
Right, okay. Okay.
But they basically said the stop that.
That's
now. The police said they would never have granted him permission had they known that he was going to do the jump himself. Like I say, he plummeted to his death. His right leg and arm were crushed. His skull and spine were broken. He was seen bleeding from the mouth, ears, nose, etc.
That would have been impact. Dead.
Oh yeah,
he wouldn't have.
He was dead when he hit the ground. There was another guy in France who did something similar, but this was from a plane. So this was another fix with aircraft. But I think he did some sort of suit. I think it was 18.
Always the, you know, French.
19, some, anyway, it was after this. This was 1912, so I know it might have been before that. But anyway, but he did the same thing. He just jumped out of a plane and just went, and that's on YouTube as well.
That's brutal.
Yeah. But there you go.
Yeah, that's
so that's that bell end, and then
that's really not clever. So for those of you who aren't going to click the description, because let's be honest, most people are probably listening while they're driving or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
But if they get home and just put man jumps from Eiffel Tower, parachute test from Eiffel Tower, or something like that, you'll see the video.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty.
It's quite brutal.
I mean, that parachute, he may as well jumped off of a carrier bag. That fucking parachute was just never going to work.
It was not a parachute, it's just a big coat, essentially.
And like I say, it was made from like premium silk and all this sort of shit, so it should, in theory, like I say, the dummies did work, but it was, like I say, that was more of an hang glider sort of system that he had going there. You know, like you're seeing like Mythbusters where they jump off that ledge with like a piece of like plyboard or something.
No.
And they do float for a little bit. Do get a little bit. But then eventually he does just come straight down. Yes. Anyway, the second guy I'm going to talk about is a guy called Hans Steininger, who was born in 1508 and died in on the 28th of September, 1567. All right, and Steiniger was famous for having a 4 foot long, well, actually, it was about 4.5 foot long beard. And at the time, in 1567, 1560s,
I'd love to have a beard that long.
Yeah, he was known locally. This is in Austria, in a place called Barum. But he was known as like the guy with the biggest beard in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he became a bit of a celebrity in Barum, or Branham, or whatever you call it, Austria anyway. And he became a celebrity to the point where they actually made him the mayor.
Nice.
Yeah, and he was often seen carrying this beard. And because it was so long, he actually made like a man bag, like a leather pouch, what he could tuck his beard into.
Right, okay.
Because obviously it would trail on the floor. And if you ever look at the beard, because it is in the museum in Branham now, you can actually...
What, his beard?
Yeah, it's still there. It's been preserved. It's in a glass case, like, but it's actually got preserved.
So he wasn't buried with his beard?
No, it was off. Because it was such a celebrity. It was such a...
I'd be fuming if they cut my beard off.
So how he died is when he was mayor, a fire broke out. And because he was the mayor, he rushed to the scene to help, obviously. And he forgot, or he just didn't have time, or it slipped out. We don't really know. But the beard was not in the pouch. And so as he come running out of his apartment, running down the stairs, he tumbled over. He stood on his beard, basically, and tumbled over and broke his neck. so that was the end of Old Hans. But like I say, that he was such a celebrity, they kept the beard after he died. It's in a display case, so you can go see it now. And they actually made like a big memorial. I think it was St. Stephen's Church. There they made a big memorial to him. You can see him. And his beard was quite unique, really, because it, as it came down, it sort of tapered into two long points.
Like Sven Forkbeard.
Yeah. Pretty weird. But if you Google pictures of this guy, you'll probably get a guy called Hans Langseth, because he had a 17.5 foot long beard. And when you Google this guy, normally pictures of him come up, but he was like a freak show guy. He was he was Norwegian. He went to the America, I think it was somewhere in the 1900s. I think he died in 1927. So, but he toured America in a freak show. And he, like I say, his beard was 17.5 foot long.
That's mental.
Yeah.
17
but
and a half.
I think he was the record holder.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's probably been broken now, but he was the record holder until recently. So, but yeah, if you Google pictures of this guy, you'd probably get him. But
well, you won't get pictures of this guy if it's 1500. You'll get
but that's him. What I mean. So when people look for him, that's who they get. Yeah. But it's not him. But that's another guy. But anyway, yeah, so he stood on his own beard and killed himself. But what, I mean... I know he became a celebrity because of it, and maybe he thought, right, now I'm a celebrity, I can't really get rid of it, sort of thing.
No, but you can keep it trimmed and keep it in a position where
you can't trip over.
You're not going to die.
Yeah,
you're not going to die if you stand on it.
I mean, up to your belly button. Do you really need much more than that?
Oh, I mean, I want like my beard's going white now. I've said to my missus, I said I want a fucking Gandalf beard, you know, like down past my chest. But I've had a beard for 10 years, at least, maybe longer, and it just won't grow anymore. It will not grow any more than what it is. I can't get it any longer, doesn't matter whether I trim it. And, you know, like some people say, if you cut the dead ends off it, it'll grow. Nope, doesn't grow any longer. Can't do anything else with it. This is the length it is. It's sort of to my chest, and that's it. I can't. But
yeah, I think if you cut it, it will never grow, will it?
Well, no, that's what you're supposed to do. If you cut, because when the dead ends get to the end, because hair grows out the tip, not the root.
Does it fuck?
It does.
Of course it doesn't.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I mean, so if you went in the garden and cut the grass every day, and you went, fucking, this grass is never growing.
Yeah, but no, I don't cut it every day. It's
well,
just
I mean,
like,
just in general. I mean, you wouldn't do that, would you?
And you've got like the little dead ends. You just cut the dead ends off and... shape it and then but it just doesn't grow. I can't get it any longer. That is it. That's the limit.
I think at that point, I don't know if it looks just scruffy after that point anyway, because I mean that Hans, he looked a right twat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, he looked a fucking gimp, so I don't know why he thought that was a good look.
Yeah, I mean, my beard at the moment,
I mean if that was all you need to become the mayor, then I suppose
yeah Well, you need to be famous. Yeah. But like my beard at the moment, there's like little bits here that are like sticking out that just need cutting down like that. You see that? It's all curly and in. I don't like that. So I like it sort of trimmed and then long at the bottom. But yeah, when my beard's not done properly, I look homeless, don't I?
Mm.
Yeah. So it's got to be done. Otherwise, I'm not a fan of it. But yeah, I mean, that's quite ironic.
I just like it enough to get wet and that's it.
So that was that one. Now, I heard this story and I thought this was quite amusing. But like I said, I've read it. To me, it's the questions afterwards, because there are so many questions after this.
Okay.
So a Michigan judge ordered parents who trashed their son's porn collection to pay him $30,000.
What?
Yeah.
What sort of collection was it?
I don't know. Beth and Paul Working were forced to pay their son more than $30,000 after he sued them for destroying his extensive porn collection.
Only in America.
Yeah, well, I think that should be part of the section. Mm. We should do an only in America section. Over the 38 years, over the years, 38-year-old David Working...
38? This is not the kid, is it?
Yeah, this is the kid. Oh, my God. David Working curated an impressive collection of DVDs and VHS tapes.
Was he a collector then, or was he into it?
I have no idea.
Mm.
It doesn't really say much. It says he was described as a movie buff, and that hoard of antique formats exclusively consisted of porn. So he didn't have anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
When his parents threw it away after he left it in their basement, he sued them. While Beth and Paul Working loved their son, the couple was fed up with his extensive library of lust. This was not a matter of a few magazines and films, but a trove of over 400 cassettes, 1,600 DVDs, alongside a litany of sex toys. Working divorced his wife in 2016 and subsequently sought refuge back at home with his parents in Grand Haven, Michigan, for 10 months before moving back to Indiana. It was then that he noticed dozens of porn boxes worth $25,000 were missing, and he sued his parents for destroying it, basically. "I do not possess your pornography. It's gone," his father wrote. "It has either been destroyed or disposed of. I may well have missed a few items that are now in your possession, but at this point, if you don't have it, it is gone. Ditto for your sex toys and slutty magazines."
Mm.
That's what his dad said to him. And I'm assuming that's going to be in a text message or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Remarkably, David Working brought the matter in front of a judge, claiming that most of his collection was irreplaceable because the films were either out of print or had been made by studios that no longer existed. This August, US District Judge Paul Maloney ruled that Working's parents owed him $30,441 for destroying his personal property. Making matters all the more hilarious, Maloney also ruled that Working must pay their son's attorney $14,500.
Okay, no.
So
this isn't like a collection of zoo magazines, is it?
This is
like antique.
Yeah, this is serious. Like, this is a stupid amount of porn.
So this is collectibles. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill bullshit.
Yeah, but I wonder if it was a collection because he was a collector, or a collection because he was just a...
No, it sounds like a collection, like a collection, like you would collect
Pokemon cards.
Yeah, or old books or...
It's not a normal collection. I mean, I could have gone with the...
No, but if you think about like the LPs and things that people have got now, people have got old, like, you know, boxes of LPs in their attic and stuff like that, and then they drag them out and then they go, oh, let's see how much these are worth. And they're worth like £20,000 or something. It's like some LPs that are worth 500, 600, 800 quid on their own.
I know, but it was the sex toys that got me.
But, they'll be...
I mean, antique, or are they vintage, or is this guy just a fucking weirdo?
I mean, I've seen medieval sex toys.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen.
I've seen them with like a broom handle where they've just shaped it into sort of like a cock shape, haven't they?
Well, they actually, I mean, sex toys date back thousands of years. I mean, you go back to the Greeks, the Romans, even the fucking Babylonians and things like that. There's sex toys that have been discovered. Mm. So there is like a massive history of it. It's only really in the last maybe 100 years or so, 200 years, that we've started to be not open about it. Do you know what I mean? It's only recently become such a taboo subject. But I just think, you know, like we all had magazines and things. I mean, I was a magazine kid.
Did you
know
see
what I mean?
Those comments after that or something?
No. There's no comments, no. But it was.
No, more, right, yeah.
I was just not, I don't know. I just think it's too much. Like, especially now there's the internet.
No, I think if he was collected it for collection's sake.
Well, it doesn't say
it makes
that.
Sense. No, it must have been. I mean, you're not going to get that sort of value of.
Well, no.
Of gear if it's just DVDs from that you got from Blockbuster, is it?
I don't know. Do you remember Blockbuster? I used to fucking love Blockbuster.
Obsessed, didn't
I? I used to love that. Yeah, I just find it. Yeah, for me, that's a bit too much. So, not for me. I can't be doing with that amount of fucking porn. That's just over the top.
I can't believe you can just sue.
Well, like you said, that is got to be like an American thing, isn't it? Because in this country, we do sue, but we don't really sue for shit like that.
No.
You know, it's not our thing, is it? You know, in America, they had that thing where that guy sued McDonald's because he burnt himself on hot chocolate or coffee. Mm.
And well, that's what I've always said about, like, crisps, you know. I don't understand why crisps don't have a warning on them, like, wash your hands before eating.
Crisps?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you could literally pick up a pile of dog shit, then put your hands into a fucking bag of crisps and start eating crisps. And then sue Walkers or whatever for saying, I've got a really bad stomach ache and all that shit because you didn't tell me to wash my hands before I ate them, and I'd been handling dog shit, because that's my pastime. I'm surprised nobody's ever...
You've just said that, you know, there's going to be someone now who's listening to that going, oh, do you know what, I could sue Walkers now.
Yeah.
So, I've decided that I want to do this, and this is going to piss off some of our listeners, I think. Well, if you've got a sense of humour, this won't piss you off. Well, I'm going to read you a couple of quotes and I want you to tell me who said them. They're all by the same person and you tell me if you know who it is.
Mm.
Now, we have over 120 million dead from COVID. That was one of the quotes.
Mm.
You ever been to Caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
No, that's Biden.
Oh, you got! How can you get it that quick?
Because that's what he says, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dog face pony soldier. Whatever the fuck that means.
I just found
120 million dead. What, that's in the world?
No, in America.
Right.
Which is okay. The whole population of America.
That's like a third of America, isn't it?
Yeah, I just thought I'd...
What else did he say?
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black.
Yeah.
What a fuck...
That's pretty bad.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created by the thing.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I fucking love that one.
I could do this all day.
Thing is, we've all had like an elderly relative that's suffering from not like a full-on blown dementia like what he seems to have, but like a little bit, and the dudes start telling a story, then just like, I forgot what I was fucking saying.
Yeah.
But they'll have the balls to say, I forgot what I was fucking saying. Whereas he doesn't seem to do that.
No. He can't. I mean, he can't come out on stage do you know what? I've completely forgot why I'm here.
If it's on an auto cue, then it's just fucking reading anyway. Most of it.
I like this one. I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
Right, yeah.
Which is quite offensive, really. You know, Poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids.
Yeah, so
I love that one. That's a quality quote. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on the television and he didn't just talk about the princess of the princes of greed. He said, "Look here, what's happened."
I think,
which, if I'm right, I don't even think the television was around then.
Well, I don't know, but
1920s. I don't know.
I think the white kids thing. You know what he's trying to say, but yeah, it comes.
He does not meet. I'm not a fan of Biden, but I'll give him credit there. He's not.
Yeah, it comes.
He's
across,
not trying to be racist, no, but it does come across
as clumsy as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record for anybody running. I didn't mean it. I mean of anyone who would run. I don't really understand that quote. I'm a gaffe machine, but by God, what a wonderful thing compared to a guy who can't tell the truth. Which, in his defense, is probably not wrong. Mm. I mean, Donald
Trump.
But
he can't tell the truth.
Well, no politicians can.
No.
Like, this is the thing. You know, when they're saying about Trump can't tell that Trump did X amount of lies in his year. I mean, what is it? Something like one lie every hour or something?
No,
stupid lie.
Biden's probably doing one lie every fucking minute at the minute.
Yeah, but he's not on TV, is he? No.
That's part of the reason.
You
yeah.
know, but
yeah.
the thing is, it's like, oh my God, it's a shock. A politician's lied. I mean, me. We know politicians lie. Everyone knows politicians lie. It's never been, no one's ever turned around and gone, do you know what? That politician's never told a lie. It's never happened. No, never. So
they're never going to say, oh, the fucking inflation's gone through the roof while we've been in power. What an achievement. They're always going to make up some bullshit of why, aren't they? So they've always got to have a reason or whatever it is. Or, you know, like now it's like, I don't know, all these migrants are coming in. Oh, it's the EU. It's this, it's that. No, it's not. Because you could fucking just stop that tomorrow. British law could stop that. But you're not going to do that. So you just make excuses. They're always fucking lying. But
yeah.
But his things are getting to the point now where well, you know, stupid anyway, 3-4 years ago, but they're ridiculous now. To the point where, again, I blame his family. And I said this 4 years ago. Why his family? Well, I said this before he was racing.
Well, it's not like
Trump.
The Democrats didn't have anyone else either.
Well, they didn't have anyone else. That was the problem.
They had Hillary.
Yeah, she'd no chance. And neither did that fucking, I mean, that Kamala Harris, fuck's sake. Where is she?
Well, I was talking to an American and she was saying that Kamala Harris turned up to one of the US Army bases, and obviously we have a thing in this country, the only people you salute are royalty or someone who's a higher rank, and because they don't have royalty in America, you salute the president and the vice president. And she walked onto the parade ground and all the fucking soldiers turned around. just turned around and not even in, and I don't know whether that's true or not.
No, I don't think they'd be allowed to do that.
But yeah, the utter disrespect for that woman is unbelievable in America.
But he did say he did one of those things the other day. I was watching it. It was just in passing. It was just on. And
his uncle got eaten by cannibals.
Oh yeah, that was Bosa, yeah.
Yeah.
He started an fucking diplomatic fucking incident, just talking bollocks. But yeah, he was on about half the people in the half the people in this particular thing had died. And he said, half these people have died. I wonder how many survived. Just in passing. I didn't hear exactly what he was saying, but I heard it. And I was like, and I wasn't even, you know what I mean? It was just on the telly, like on the news or whatever. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I like this one. He says, Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you.
Oh, yeah. And
he's in a wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair. Stand up, let him see you.
Then there was that other one where he was saying, oh, you know, I spoke to so-and-so tonight and so-and-so and... And where is she, fucking Mary or whatever? And she died like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fucking bad, isn't it? But is that, I mean, there's that dementia, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
But then he does fuck things up and he always has. It's like, you know, you see what's going on in Ukraine, that's mostly his fault. But it's like, Obama said, like, if you want something fucking up, then basically Joe Biden's the man. So,
yeah.
So he's always fucking thought he was a clown, like. But I tell you what I was reading the other day, Andre the Giant. You know, the wrestler.
I do.
He used to, apparently, in a session, I think it was Hulk Hogan, he had a layover And he was only 15 minutes from Hogan's house. So he rung him up. He said, "Hey, I'm in town." Like, he said, "I've got an hour." So he said, "Oh, you know, I'll shoot down." So he got there, and he said, when he got there, he only had 45 minutes left before he had to get back on the plane. And he said, in that 45 minutes, he drunk 100 beers.
That's not.
But it's them American cans, you know, like the Coke can size.
Yeah, but.
But that's still like 50. Pints, still, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not even possible. And the world record for drinking Guinness is only 20 pints.
You could neck that. And there was another guy that said, that one of the other wrestlers was with him on a session, and he said he drank 157 cans before he passed out.
And what are these shot cans?
No, they're them like Coke cans.
I'm just not having it. I'm not having it. Yeah. It's just, I mean, no.
But you've seen one of them in his hand. Yeah. Them cans. But it's about this big in his hand.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's like the equivalent of us holding like two or three.
Yeah, but no, I'm not. Then there's that age-old question, isn't there, is who would win in a drinking contest, the Americans or the British?
Well, he'd definitely win. I mean, he used to have some of the bouts. He used to, before he went out for a wrestling match, he used to drink 6 bottles of wine backstage.
I mean, you're always going to get the odd one, but I think as a general rule, we would absolutely wipe the floor with them. Because drinking is part of our culture here. Like, I was talking to...
well, yeah, it's part of France. But there was one last
thing. Yeah, well, the French drink...
The Andre the Giant thing, though. Apparently, he used to have a shit before he got on the plane. And apparently, they'd been rushing around this particular day because he couldn't fit in the toilet, the cubicle.
Yeah.
So...
I can believe that.
Yeah, on the plane. So, this particular day, he was rushing about, couldn't go for a shit before he got, had to go straight on the plane. He was with another wrestler. And I think it was, is it Eric Bischoff? Or?
Bischoff, yeah.
I think it was him. So he's with him and he said, he got on a plane, he's like, oh fuck, I think it was like a 14 hour flight. I think it was like Japan to fucking New York or whatever. So he was like, oh fuck it, I've got to go for a shit. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh. So apparently he got like a bin bag, went to the back of the plane and just shit in a bin bag. And he said the smell, he said your eyes were watering, everybody was like gagging and that. Some people were laughing because it was still funny, but it was bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said he filled a bin bag full of shit.
Wow.
So he said it's got to be like a record-breaking shit for a human being.
I mean, he was a big fucking unit, wasn't he? He was, what is he, 7 foot?
Can you imagine? He said the noises as well sound like a farmyard. You know, he said he was behind the curtain. No one could see him, but you could hear him. You know what I mean? Fucking shitting. Because I've been in a fucking caravan with someone who was fucking obese, like, and that's not normal, is it?
No.
You have to make noises when you're shitting.
It's not. It is definitely not normal.
And then he used to stamp his feet.
Didn't he also break the toilet seat?
Fuck no, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, once we played, I played an American football game, and one of our offensive tackles, he was 30 stone, about 6 foot. He was huge. Like, and I mean, and he weren't fit, he was just fat. And we was playing an away game, and he walked in, he was like, everyone's in getting changed, get out of the way, I need a shit. Anyway, he's gone into the toilet, and you heard this, psh, like that, and we're like, what the fuck? And then all this water starts coming out from underneath the toilet. He'd sat on the toilet and just shattered the fucking porcelain. I was like, wow.
That is why these fatties need to pay more to get on a plane and stuff like that. Because it ain't fucking right. I'd either make them pay more to get on the plane or not allow them any luggage. You'd have to buy it when they get there. You'd have to go in on holiday.
Yeah.
I'd say you buy all your gear when you get there.
Well, that's the new thing. Is it American Airlines that are doing it or Delta? I think it might be Delta that are now booking people. If you are overweight and you book a seat, they're giving you 2 seats, but they're not giving you 2 seats until you check in, which means if you've booked a seat next to a fatty, you lose your seat and you've got to wait for the next flight.
Yeah, but that's not right. It should just force you. Just say, look, are you over a certain amount of weight, whatever it is, say 20 stone, 25 stone, whatever it is. If you are, you have to buy 2 seats. That's it. End off.
Yeah.
It's just a surcharge.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a big bloke and I'm not a huge fan of getting on, especially economy, when you're sat there and you're like, you know, you breathe in. And but I mean, I went to Poland last year and I was sat with my dad. As long as I'm not in the middle, I'm fine. Because if I'm on the window, I can sort of lean into the window a bit. Because I'm not massively big. But if you was bigger than me, you'd spill over onto the next seat. And that's just not...
Yeah, you can't have that.
I mean, we're going to Morocco this year, me and the wife and kids. And I said to the missus, I was like, I'm sitting on the aisle seat and I'm having a child next to me. Because it doesn't matter if I... Do you know what I mean?
So, not your child or anybody.
My child. just some random kid. No, one of my kids. So
I want a child. You see that thing on Facebook the other day where there was... I think I shared it with you, where he's on the internet and he's like, this bloke wants to meet an 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
He waits till he tears up. Then an 8-year-old kid actually tears up.
Yeah, it was like the paedophile catcher thing. And thinking they're going to catch a predator and it turns out that they're the predators.
That's fucking awkward, isn't it?
Can you imagine, though? You know, like these... Because obviously you do get them, don't you? Like they, Stints and Hunters, the guy in the UK that does it. I fucking love their work. I mean, it's brilliant. You never seen it?
No.
They got one in Grimsby.
I've seen it every now and again, but I mean, I'm not make a point of watching it.
No. It's when it's on. But can you imagine if one day they actually was trying to catch this guy who thinks he's going to meet up with a 15-year-old girl or whatever it is, and it turns out to be like a 12-year-old lad? And they're like, I think they did it once. And this is where it gets wrong. They did it once. They said they were going to catch this guy, and they turned up, and there was a guy there wearing the same clothes, looked very similar, but it was a 16-year-old kid, and it wasn't the kid it wasn't who they thought it was. So they thought they were going to get like this 30-year-old man. The 30-year-old man didn't turn up, but this 16-year-old kid just happened to be there. They cornered him, put him on Facebook, fucking, and it's like, I mean, to me, you've got to be so fucking right. Not if you're going to do something like that.
If someone walks up to me and tries to call me a paedophile, they're going to get a fucking head kicked in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, fucking... Yeah, they'll pick the wrong fucking person and they'll get fucking leathered. Mm. No doubt about it.
What's
the fucking point anyway? Because, I mean, in this country, obviously it's different in America, but in this country, there's no punishment for it. They have to sign a register.
Yeah.
It's like a 2000... I mean, you saw that fucking thing, was it? 206 people convicted in Rotherham or wherever it was, one of them grooming gangs, all fucking Pakistani or Bangladeshi. And I think the most that anyone got there was like a £2,000 fine. And it was literally let back out the same day, jump back straight back in the taxi and go pick up kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking mental.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking mental.
We've got a massive, massive issue.
But if you can't use this bollocks of... Oh, the prisons, we haven't got enough prisons, or they're overcrowded or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Put fucking 15 people in a cell then.
Yeah.
If they're meant for two, put 15 in. I don't give a fuck.
No.
You know what I mean?
The missus watches like the world's toughest prisons and things like that. And they go around and they show you all these prisons and you get, you know, like they show you one in Thailand where there's like 20 people in like a 4x4 room and you're like, fucking hell, where'd you sleep? Well, you sleep in that corner. I can't lay down. No, you don't lay down. You sit or you stand.
It's like Honduras. The prisons get so full and then they just set fire to them and start again. But you know, here, I mean, the other day, they actually, this is how fucking mental England is right now. Probably the Minister of Justice, if you have such a fucking thing.
We do.
But he came out the other day and basically said, oh, there's emergency measures going out. We're going to have to... delay trials because some of these trials now that you know people that have killed people and stuff like that, they're delaying them for like 2 years.
Sounds about right.
So what are these people going to do in the meantime if they're a fucking head case?
No, I mean our systems are shit. I mean I
everything's overwhelmed here at the minute.
Personally, for me, get rid of the Isle of Wight.
Just make it a colony. Just
make it a prison.
Nah, I mean.
Let's turn the whole... I mean, like really, there's only a handful of people that live there anyway. Give them houses in Southampton or Portsmouth. Get them out of the island and just build a big fucking wall around it and go, there you go. And just guard tower every 20 metres with guns and just leave them. Let them crack on.
Just let them fucking...
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Wow. Prison islands. Maybe, well, I mean, you can build fucking prisons. I mean, fucking hell, they ain't difficult to build. What I was going to say... Oh, yeah, so what I was going to say is, if people want to... I'll put the WhatsApp group on the bottom of this. I think it is anyway. I'll just change it. It's bizarre sales, but I'll just change it. But
keep getting idiots on that, though. Trying to sell shit.
Oh, stocks and shares, yeah, but people have to request to join now. So if you're gonna request to join, you have to have a real name, man. I didn't like just like fucking any old cunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to leave us a message for the show, like a question, like I don't know, it could be anything. It could be, you know, would you rather sort of thing, or.
And what, do you think you can drink the English under the table?
Yeah. Whatever the question is, you know, and we'll answer it on the show basically. So you can go to WhatsApp and leave a voicemail there. I think you just do a voice note, and then we'll play it on the, you know, play it on the show. If you want to leave your name, then put your name on it. If you don't want to leave your name, then don't put your name on it. But
that's a good idea. Actually,
we can.
I don't really thought about
we could take those questions, and then if anyone's got an article or anything like that from their country that might be worth doing on the show, then again, send it to us. You know where we are on Facebook and all the rest of it. I think we've got a page up for Absolute Poppycock, our group, so you can join us there and that sort of shit. So yeah, so the next couple of episodes then will be the previous shows that we've done. On Poppycock, and then
like you said, some of them might be a little bit outdated.
Yeah, they might have aged, but what we'll do, we might drop in a new show in between some of the shows, that sort of thing. So look out for that. If you're listening on, if you listen to the Absolute Poppycock thing, then obviously you'll have to move across to this one.
Mm.
But we'll have to tell the people on Poppycock that.
Yeah.
That he has to go, you know, the research basically.
Well, I suppose if you type it in, it's just going to come up anyway. And to be honest...
Well, if they're already subscribed, I mean, if they're already subscribed to the Absolute Poppycock thing, they'll have to...
Don't think there's very many that are subscribed to it, because it was... Because we didn't do that many episodes, did we? It didn't really take off. It sort of took off for about 4 episodes, and then it just sort of tapered off because we didn't end up doing any. So, but that, again, that's just finding time to do it. I mean, I haven't done an episode on my podcast for about 3 months. The last one my dad did. Like, do you know what I mean? We just don't have time. You know,
But I wanna know one final question before we go.
Mm.
Has anybody got Skull and Bones, and is it worth fucking buying? That's what I wanna know.
Mm. Yeah, I'm contemplating it.
I might pick it up, but I'm not fucking sure.
It's about 50 quid now, isn't it? 40 quid.
But if it's come down enough, then I'll pick it up. But I'm not, you know, because when I went 70 quid for it, I was like, no.
Yeah.
You can't even get off the boat and all that. It's fucking shit.
Can you not?
Yeah.
You can't get off the boat.
Everybody wanted Black Flag, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it's not Black Flag. So a lot of people have gone back to buying Black Flag. So if you look at Assassin's Creed now, most of them are free, but Black Flag used to have to pay for it because like a lot of people are jumping back on it.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Because that's what people wanted, and they didn't get that. They got Skull and Bones. But anyway, if you've got the game and you think it's worth getting, or you've got the game and you think it's not worth getting, then let me know, because whichever, I'm doing a poll, basically, so whoever contacts me the most, yes or no, then I'll get it or I won't get it.
So it's just, you're in a ship?
Yeah.
The whole time?
Yeah, you upgrade the ship, I think, and stuff like that, and you get better and shit, and you go.
Which doesn't sound like a bad game, but it doesn't sound like a 70 quid game.
No, it's not 70 quid worth, definitely not.
So.
Which would have been what in America? Fucking like $100 or something.
Yeah. That's fucking mental.
Yeah, that is mental. But anyway, yeah, so that's that. So check out the videos in the description. Join the WhatsApp group, that's going to be in the description. And
one more question before you go. Are you sure you don't like my shoes?
No.
Are you sure?
They're fucking weird.
They're not weird. They're Crocs. Weird.
Why would you want to wear that?
And they're not just normal Crocs. They're extra cushioned Crocs.
Yeah, there was a thing on Facebook the other day. Fucking, I got banned.
That doesn't surprise me.
There was a paedophile. I was like, hang him. There's like fucking restricted. There's like restricted. Fucking, I was like, why? That's sort of freedom of speech, isn't it?
Hang him.
But what was the other thing? Oh, so you know, you're like, you're flicking through, and when you're scrolling through, they have these images every now and again where it's like it's the depiction of Jesus, but it's like when you actually stop and look at it, it's like three people stood in a position.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that.
So I was like flicking through, and I was like, oh, Keanu Reeves, and it looked like Keanu Reeves to me, not Jesus. I put underneath like fucking Keanu Reeves? But yeah, that depiction of fucking Jesus bores the shit out of me because...
Well, it was painted by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, they make him fucking white and...
Who, not only that, just to really piss off any religious people, the painting that he actually did that is basically the pinpoint for Jesus was done of his gay lover.
Mm. So it's a gay Jesus. So it's but you don't know if Jesus was gay, do you?
You don't know anything.
Well, you don't even know if he was real.
No. Well, I think majority of historians confirm that there was at some point a man.
Yeshua, whatever his name
was. Yeah, he did. I think there is definitely enough evidence to suggest.
Because that's the other thing. We don't even call him by his real name if he was real.
Yeah.
I think like there's the Greek version of.
Yeah.
Is it Yeshua or something like that? Yeah. So that's his accent. Anyway, it's just Dilly. It's all Dilly that.
Mm.
But yeah.
I feel sorry for Joseph.
I like the Chinese Jesus. Have you seen Chinese Jesus?
Because he's Chinese.
Yeah, he's literally Chinese. He's got the eyes and everything.
I said the whole Christian thing, I got no issues with it, but it's Joseph I feel sorry for. Can you imagine going to the pub, right?
Guess what? I don't think they're allowed there.
No, but you know, you're going out with your mates. Guess what? What? I'm going to be a dad. Are you? Yeah, Mary's pregnant. Isn't she 14? Yeah, but she's pregnant. Oh. But I've never had sex with her. Mate, surely someone's going to go to him. She's been fucking behind your back, mate. No, she's a virgin. She was visited by God.
Yeah.
You go fuck off. You just, it's that poor bloke that's set to bring up someone else's kid, pretend.
It's funny how it's never happened before, or since, sorry.
No.
But, I was talking to a guy the other day about, because I put a post up about the pre-humans, what they call the pre-humans.
Mm.
And to me, they ain't pre-human. Every time they've just put this face on a Neanderthal the other day and they made it look like a human. Same bullshit, like no hair on the face, just a mustache and fucking bit of a beard. And to me, they were apes. You can look at the bodies, you can see the fucking apes. They was covered in hair, they're apes. But for whatever reason, science wants to make them look human because it can't explain where we come from. And because it can't explain where we come from, it tries to make the past representative of us so it can, it don't make sense.
It can fill in that missing link.
And anyway, I put it on. There's some religious, it's not a religious post at all. It's about pre-humans and that. But then this guy started going on about, God made us all and all that fucking shit. And,
Well, God made us.
Well, yeah, but then I was like, well, what about the dinosaurs? He was like, everything was created in an order and all this fucking shit. And I was like, so what order, what part of the dinosaurs? And the thing is, like, that proves there's an evolution.
Mm.
Because you had this, like, single-cell amoeba, then it became fucking dinosaurs and then went back to mammals and then started again. But it's like, you can see it. It happened. So where's this creation of... Now, did someone manipulate an already evolving species on the planet? Absolutely possible. And in fact, it's more likely than not. Is that a god? No idea. But where's this god?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but he just pops in every now and again, like every fucking, what was it, what was the dinosaurs? 165 million, 200, 200 million years?
Yeah.
165 plus. Million years. Isn't it 65 million years between the dinosaurs and us, isn't there?
Yeah, from the last dinosaurs. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it just made it religious, and I was like, you don't need to make this religious.
It's not a religious post.
All I'm saying is that these bodies that science shows us that they call the pre-humans are not human in any shape, fashion, or form. The bones are 3 times thicker. I mean, the finger of one of Neanderthals is like, our finger bone's this big. Theirs is like 3 times the size. And we're saying that it
doesn't
make sense. I mean, things can get smaller, obviously, over time. I get that, but
not that much.
Where's the record of it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
these coexisted with us, and it's a totally separate thing. Yeah, we share a common ancestor, obviously, but the thing was about the Bigfoot. That's what the post was mainly about. Like, is what the Bigfoot we're seeing now just like one of these Neanderthals or Denisovans?
I think it's
possible. Yeah.
Personally, I think it is
Gigantopithecus, because that's the one they always say, isn't it?
Yeah, the one that they don't have a fucking clue what it looked like. That annoys me. That annoys the shit out of me. Oh, we've got a jawbone. All right. It looked like this. You don't fucking know.
No, but the,
you don't know what it looked like. You've got a jawbone. There's no way.
It's not the saying that they know, but they just extrapolate from the jawbone the size of the head, and then they can get the.
Yeah, they could probably get the size of the head, but again, what if it's got an elongated skull or?
Well, it won't have because
a fucking donut in the middle of his head. You don't know.
Yeah, well, they've got the fossils before and after, aren't they? So they sort of know where it fits in.
I'm not buying that one. I think that's just a little bit too...
I mean, you can just... You know it's like a gorilla or orangutan, so you've got like a... I think it's an orangutan, isn't it? So you've got like...
More or less.
The structure of that, so you've got an idea, but anyway, that was the point. That post was just dilly. I just like people jumping on it for the wrong reasons. It just bores me.
Yeah, it's Facebook for you.
Yeah. But it's 2024 and still believing in that. It just... Weird.
Just look at the Middle East, mate.
Well, yeah, exactly. Stone Age.
Yeah, so.
Bizarre. Anyway, so yeah, so if you've got a question, send it over to us. Yeah, presumably you could do that by email as well if you wanted to, or the Facebook page group.
Email, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp. But
we'll put the previous shows out, and then you guys just spread the word as much as you can. And thank you very much.
Yeah. See you next time.
Well, they've gone. Though just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.